Blog Talk Radio.
This is the word at noon. What happened, I'm not sure, but we're going to try to go right back to what we were listening to here. Here, Christ's got to let his power fall.
Let your power fall.
Thank you.
Sometimes we just got to tell him, let your power fall. You get in some of those situations where you need his power to just fall all in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. I want you to know that there's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So you're in good shape, right? You're in good shape and you have nothing to worry about. So just chill, as the young people say. Just chill. You have nothing to worry about. Matter of fact, if no one told you, I want you to know you're in God's grace. You're in that place right now. You're in his grace. So he's going to take care of you. So no, you worry about that. Hallelujah. Should give us a word of prayer just start this week, and we're just kind of go from there. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. You have won again, and let your power fall, and we want his power to fall on us. Amen. Praise God. The scripture, like you share, is coming from Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 16 and 17. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for another day, thanking you for our pastor, and thank you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet and those that will participate today, Father God. We give you praise, and we're just thanking you for another day, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless each and every one in a mighty way. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to have your way to guide and direct us and open up our hearts to this word of God. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who are sick. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You're a way maker out of no way. And all we have to do is continue to put our trust in you. Father God, we love you and we thank you for all things, Lord. Now have your way. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against us or this broadcast, Father God, and all the listeners. May it clean the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us, Lord. We give you praise. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor. We're talking about, actually, when I go back to what's really going on, you know, there in, I think, Galatians 5 and 22, where it tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit, here's what's in there, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. And we've been dealing with the part of the faith, because that's part of being in the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit have. They have the God kind of faith. He gives different kind of faith. So we're talking about the God kind of faith. So we learned that the God kind of faith is you decide to please God. Hebrews 11 said that the only way you can please God is with the faith. And we've determined that faith is God's word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Only thing please God is his word. What Joe Willis say, that preacher say, that prophet don't mean anything. Only thing that pleases God is his word, brothers and sisters. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot tilt of his word. So, with that being said, the fruit of the faith, and I think that was Hebrews 11 and 6. You wanna grab that one, Pastor? I think it was Hebrews 11 and 6. Let me go see, can I find that? And you can read it out of the King James Version, but Hebrews 11 and 6, well, y'all know that that's what our substance is. That's what we depending on is faith. It has to be, so the word of God is our substance. So the 6th verse says, but, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
So all these people were led by faith, but no one can please God without his word or without faith.
Amen.
So when you go to God, you must go to him believing his word. In other words, acting on his word. You can't go to God without acting on his word.
Amen.
Then you have to know that he exists and that he will give you a reward because of the fact that you seek in him. That's the way that works, brothers and sisters. So with that being said, we can just go ahead on and lock this in that you're going to decide to live with faith. Hallelujah. Because that's part of being in the Spirit. That's part of the Spirit. You decided that you're going to live with faith and no other way you're going to live.
Yeah.
And have faith in truth. Have faith in his word, because that's what his word is. That's trusting his word. So you're going to decide that you're going to live with faith. Then you're going to make a decision.
Yeah.
You're going to live with love. Because we ask the question, what manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us? Hallelujah. See, love is part of, that's part of the Spirit. The God kind of love. See, I have to continue to say that because somewhere down there, the enemy would trip you up with feeling. Well, I feel like, and you don't live by feeling. You live with what the word of God says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your victory is in the word of God. You just have to decide to live there. That's what creates the problem. Matter of fact, today, and I'm not saying only today, but today, it's about pleasing the Father.
Yeah.
These are things that please the Father. When you decide to live in victory, that pleases the Father. 1 Corinthians, we'll go there too. Pastor, if you'll read that, 1 Corinthians 10 and 5.
First Corinthians 10 and 5. From the King James. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, ten and five, and the rock was Christ, but just experiencing God's wonder and grace didn't seem to mean much. Most of them were defeated by temptation during the hard times in the desert, and God was not pleased. Amen.
Well, you know why he wasn't pleased? Because they wasn't living by faith. They wasn't taking him at his word.
Say that.
That's why God, the only thing that doesn't please God is when you're not living by faith. Why I know that? Because he said the only thing that pleased him is faith.
Yeah. Amen.
I really want you all to see that part. The only thing that's going to please God is faith. So your money don't get it. That don't cut it.
Amen.
Your perfect attendance don't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Your dedication toward doing whatever it is, ministry, whatever, don't cut it, brother and sister. The only thing that cut it is the word of God. Hebrews 3 and 17, it says, but with whom was he grieving 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness? You can read it out of the Message Bible too, Pat. That's Hebrews 3 and 17.
Okay. If we only kept our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we're in this with Christ for the long haul. These words keep ringing in our ears. Today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear in the bitter uprising. Amen.
And, you know, I want you to fully understand what's going on. Yes, the people had sinned. What made them sin? Because they weren't walking in faith.
That's right.
See, that's what made them. They rebelled against God because actually for 40 years, they didn't want to just follow God. God tell them to do something. They wanted to do the opposite. That thing had gotten so bad. I'm going to tell you. Disobedience had gotten so bad. I know people won't tell you this, but that thing got on Moses. It really did. It got on that disobedient spirit. It was on Moses as well. It was all over the people everywhere. It was sick. God told Moses, go speak to the rock. So instead of him going speaking, he gonna go up there and smack the rock.
Right. Amen. Yes,
see, I just want to show you, it's important that you're going to live in victory, brothers and sisters. You're going to live what the Word of God says. Because without it, he's not pleased. God's not pleased with that kind of carrying on. And you're going to live in love, too. But the decision is on you. That's what I want you to decide. Know that it's not feeling, it's a decision.
Amen.
It's a decision that you make in life. Well, let's read 1 John 5:8, if you will, Pastor. As she find that, for 40 years, God was angry. Why was he angry for 40 years? Because they refused to obey the word of God. I want y'all to think about that. And God is no different today. God wants us walking in his word. That's the only assurance we have. So at first, that's when you walk in the faith, too. Let me go and throw that little bit in there. But
1 John 5:8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen.
So, and you decide to sing on there for love. You're going to look, because that's what the Holy Ghost is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, brothers and sisters. Either you're going to be led by the Holy Ghost, or you're not.
Amen.
The highest order we have on earth is the Holy Ghost. That's the highest order. Don't let folks fool you about all this other stuff. You have to decide that you're going to live of what the Word of God say, and that's living with faith. And know that your needs are being met, that the promises of God is true. Ephesians 3, we'll read that one too. Ephesians 3 and verse 6.
And that reads, Ephesians 3 and verse 6. In the King James, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, okay, let me start over, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Amen. Okay. And send a message back. 3 and verse 6. The mystery is that people have never heard of God, and those who have heard of him all their lives, what I've been calling outsiders and insiders, stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, same help, same promise in Christ Jesus. The message is accessible and welcoming to everyone across the board. Amen.
Amen. You have to decide that you're going to live in God's mystery. I like that too.
Amen.
Because it's the good news. God's mystery is the good news. Why is the good news? Because it ain't really bad. It's good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's designed to be good for you. It's designed to bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing bad about the gospel. Now, I know people are taking it and preaching different ways, but ain't nothing bad about the gospel. It's good news. Maybe that's why I like 1 Peter. So you got to be a partaker, though. You got to take your part. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You got to take your part.
Mm-hmm.
And his promises is in Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody can say they got faith, they read the Bible, all that, but do you really recognize that it's in Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the gifts are in Christ? nothing. I mean, God is not going to repent. Whatever he's given you, he refused to repent. I was telling somebody, maybe it was yesterday, even on the broadcast, the world just had never been in a receiving mode. We got to get in that receiving mode. Receive as many as receive him. To them he gave the power. That's walking with faith.
Mm-hmm.
And over in 2 Peter 1, if you'll find that one, guys, 2 Peter 1 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Turn to King James. Whereby are we given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, we were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by love. Amen.
That's pretty plain to me. God give us stuff. He don't take stuff. Don't let people lie to you. We just got to be taught how to receive things. We never been taught how to really receive what God already given us. He's given us everything. We're to continue in this faith. You got to go ahead on and meet. That be a subtle issue. But that's the way you live. You live in faith because the Holy Ghost in you, that's the way he want to guide you. He want to guide you.
Amen.
Which is really, it's the word of God. That's
Amen.
How he knows.
Thank you, Lord.
Anything he says or does, it has to be based on the word of God. It has to be predicated by the word of God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
In First Colossians, well, actually in Colossians, in Colossians 1, I think it's 1 and 23. See, if you'll start with the word, you can end with the word. You have to continue in the word of God. You have
Amen.
To. Because faith coming by hearing, and hearing is continuation. So that's how that works.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Colossians 1 and 23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Amen, amen. I bring the Message Bible. We keep getting reports on your steady faith in Christ, our Jesus, and the love you continuously extend to all Christians. The line of purpose in your lives never grow slack, tightly tied as they are to your future in heaven. Keep taught by hope. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm gonna put it in part right there. But listen, brothers and sisters, I always start with the word of God. I always end with the word of God. Why? Because when you start with God's word, actually start, let me see, you're actually starting with faith. When you start with the Word of God, you start with God.
Mm-hmm.
Sit around.
Amen.
Be immovable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So, as long as you're holding on to that Word, that's what's going to happen. It won't be a challenge for you because you love the Word enough that it's not a challenge. You do it because that's what
Amen.
You need to do it. Because you're part of a divine nature.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why
mm-hmm.
you do it, because you're part of that divine nature. And that's what the divine nature does. That's what the nature wants.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into a fire. But yes, see, your nature calls for certain things. It whets your appetite. And you're a spiritual, if you're spiritual, your appetite wants the Spirit of God. And meanwhile,
yes, amen.
God be blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Mm-hmm.